Tourism Port Douglas Daintree is over. It has been abandoned. Negotiations for a proposed offset project involving the National Carrier and Council have broken down, with the parties aborting their arrangement. The so-called Healthy Reef Partnership was announced by Mayor Julia Loy in June as an Australian first, with promises by some councillors we'd receive tens of millions of dollars in publicity. That was not true. Qantas were going to enter into a three-year deal to help offset Council's carbon footprint. Now, the airline stamp, of course, was a major selling point of the deal for them to promote our region, and the Mayor now says the talk stalled. Council is now looking to buy land in the Douglas Shire to host carbon offset projects such as tree planting, habitat and wetland restorations. Now, these activities originally were going to happen 1,500 k's away in some forest which is near Bundaberg. Kim Rowley has already announced that he's going to be running for council in March. I wanted to get his reaction. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How did you react to this news?
Oh, it's good news, I think. I think the majority of the residents and ratepayers, you know, didn't want to see it go ahead, and I think the council's finally common sense prevails.
Well, of course, the one man who voted against it, Michael Kerr, was berated for what he did, but he's now been vindicated.
Well, he certainly has, and you know, if it wasn't for Michael bringing it to the attention of the locals, it may have got through with unseen, which is a worry.
Why did you not like this scheme?
Well, again, I think that the reasoning behind it was totally wrong. You know, to say it's going to attract visitors and everything else is, you know, pie in the sky type thinking. You know, just because the council goes green, it doesn't mean people are going to come here. The whole Shire has got to be part of it as an eco-tourist destination. Then it might work. But until that happens, it was just, as I said, pie in the sky thinking.
Well, that's the same words used by Chris Beckwith, who brought us the information that Qantas was not going to give us tens of million dollars of publicity. So that was out the door. And obviously that was part of the deal, and that's part of the reason it fell through. What's your thoughts now on council looking to buy land in the Douglas Shire to host carbon offset projects such as tree planting, habitat and wetland restorations?
Look, it's not a bad idea. The only thing I would suggest or hope happens is that they be a bit more transparent in about what they're going to do. You know, these closed meetings to me is a worry. You know, I can understand them keeping the commercial in confidence side of discussion, outside an open meeting. But, you know, why can't they discuss things at open meetings so people have an opportunity to hear what's going on?
Well, things should always be transparent. And I think that you've hit the nail on the head there, because what happened with the ratepayer backlash with this one, with this controversial vote, was the fact that the council did not take the ratepayers on the journey with them.
You're 100% right. And, you know, it doesn't matter what type of business you run. You know, it's just like here, you know, by taking the members on a journey, when it comes to the decision-making process, it makes it a lot more easier.
Absolutely. So are you gearing up? Any work that you're putting into your... I guess you're going for council in March. What are you doing to prepare for that?
Well, again, I'm just, you know, in fact, it's just at this stage is just to get my name out there, what I stand for, etc. And hopefully, as it starts to build up, obviously, then I'll have to do a lot more work.
And what do you stand for, Kim?
Well, again, it's just we've got to have a balance, and I think if it's probably two words: balance and transparency.
Balance and transparency. That'd look good on your little campaign slogan there.
I'll have to do it up a draft and get it to you, Paul, to have a look at.
So just finally, Kim Rowley, who is a candidate for council in March next year, that's going to be a very, very interesting, probably the one most interesting council election we've had. What's your thoughts on Michael Kerr?
As in,
what do you think Michael Kerr should do now, do you think? I mean, there's been rumours around town he's going to run for mayor. He may stay on as a councillor. What do you reckon he should do?
Well, again, personally, I like to see him run for me. I think he's done an outstanding job. He's, you know, to be honest, he's the only one with common sense in regards to looking at the overall picture and see what's best for the region and you know, from a business perspective. You know, again, as I said, it gets back to balance and, you know, you've got to look at both sides and then make a decision based on what's best for Douglas Shire, not best for individual thinking on what they believe they should be doing.
It's interesting, they're going to now move towards going carbon neutral locally, but even Mike Berwick from Green Collar, and I'll play that audio shortly, he says it won't work in this area because of the amount of tons you need and carbon credits and all of that. He said it won't work here.
Well, again, you know, if that's the route they're taking, hopefully they'll do their homework to ensure that they get all the facts and figures and it is a viable project to do within the Shire.
That's right.
Before they start purchasing land.
Yeah, because you know, you can spin anything. Anything can be spin, but you need to do that research, and they should have done that. They put the cart before the horse with this one. They should have researched this one, and we wouldn't have had this carry-on and this amount of time that's gone by, Kim.
Again, hopefully they've learnt from what's happened and you know, going forward, that they do all their homework, get it all right, and as you said, lead us on a journey and feed us the information so we're fully aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Kim.
Okay, Paul. Cheers.
Cheers. That's Kim Rowley there from the Tin Shed, the boss there at the Combined Club and candidate for council coming up next March.
You're tuned to Macon and Eggs for Breakfast. Kindly supported by On the Inlet, the port's much-loved local restaurant, where you can enjoy open-plan alfresco dining. Book by going to ontheinlet.com.au.
I walked past On the Inlet yesterday. It was absolutely chockers. Lots of people enjoying the beautiful meals there. And just a wonderful place to go for lunch or dinner, but particularly lunch. It's just a beautiful spot there. And particularly if it's a bit of a warm day, you got some nice shade there as well.
Don't get flushed. Call Anthony Zamataro Plumbing. We take care of everything. Plumbing, drainage, gas, roofing, sheet metal. Specialised tradesmen to take the worry out of your world. And don't forget, we have 23-hour call-outs. Go to our website, zamataro.com.au.
Zud's here, we'll look after you.
The Ballyhooly Rail Tours are iconic. A cruise down the Dixon Inlet aboard the Choo Choo Explorer and a complimentary beverage. Lunch at Choo Choo's at the marina with a drink and a return.